Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue a message I began yesterday, A Sure Foundation for Answered Prayer. And even though we may have walked with the Lord a great length of time, or maybe you're just very new in the Lord and learning the ways of God, Jesus said men ought always to pray. And so we want to go to the source, and the source, that desire to learn to pray, is a natural one, because even His disciples, as recorded in Luke, the 11th chapter, said, Lord, teach us to pray. They saw Jesus frequently going away to pray with His Father. And so Jesus gave to them a few short, simple phrases, which we have called the Lord's Prayer, he begins in verse 2, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And we looked yesterday at the understanding, like, for example, thy kingdom come. It's placing the interests of God and His kingdom first, the needs of others before ours, and lastly, our own needs. And then we say, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. This agrees with the Father's will in all things. But we want to focus today on give us day by day our daily bread. When we have the proper relationship to God, we've directed our prayer to the right source. We've worshiped God, not just so we can get from Him. Why? Because we love Him and we want to express that. We've put the interests of the kingdom of God first, and we accept what we are going to pray for as the will of God. And then we're ready to pour out our hearts to God. Obviously, that's why it's important to know the Word, because obviously God will never answer a prayer that is contrary to the Word of God. Remember when His disciples said, the Samaritans refused to have Him enter their village, James and John said, shall we ask that fire fall down from heaven upon them? And the Lord says, you don't know what spirit you're of. And so praying a prayer like that is one that the Lord would not answer. And so we have to understand that when we approach God, we want to put His desires first, and we must pray according to the will of God. Then we can see answers to prayer. Many people tell God only about their needs, and they're really concerned about God's interests and the needs of others. That's something to think about, right? We generally just go to the Lord, and we've got ongoing prayer needs or some that are urgent, but we don't think about what does God want in this situation. That's an important thing to ask. And of course, this is fine when it's in its proper place, but to show our needs and to ask for our needs, but we must show God that we have His interests at heart as well as those of others. And when Solomon took this attitude, he was heard of God and blessed beyond anything he could have asked for. Let me share a portion of that scripture. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. And he says, you've showed great mercy to your servant David, my father, And he said, "And now, O Lord my God," verse 7, "thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. I am but a little child," expressing humility. "I know not how to go out or to come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give," this is the important, this is his prayer, "give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, verse 11, "Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but had asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment, behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all the days of thy life." And so Solomon, as he began an important phase and season in his life, he asked, not for himself, but he asked for God's interest, because God loved his people. He had chosen Solomon to lead his people. His heart's desire was, "How can I do that most effectively, Lord?" And so we have to understand God's interests. Really, we should look at everything through that lens. Prayer is not bargaining with God. Also, that's something to think about. At times, people will tell God, "If you'll do this for me, I'll do so-and-so," and they make bargains. "If you answer this prayer, I'm going to promise to do that." We shouldn't do that either. Let's go on to what Jesus said in his prayer. He said, "And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us." Obviously, we can't expect to keep sinning or have the wrong attitude toward others and still be heard of God. Jesus was very clear about that. Jesus said in Matthew 6:14, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." When we forgive, we can expect God to forgive us. In Matthew 6:15, listen to what he said. He just continued his statement. "But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." That's a very powerful statement. So when we are kind and good and merciful and forgiving, we can expect the same consideration from God. And then the Lord says, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." The Greek word translated deliver is ruoami, meaning to rescue, to rush or draw quickly. To deliver means deliverer. So God is our deliverer from temptation. He promises us he won't allow us to be tested above what we are able. He won't allow anything. That's a wonderful promise. It gives us security. Even if you're in the midst of what might be a very trying temptation, and it feels like everything in you wants to just surrender and submit to that, you have to understand the Word of God said, as in Word is truth, that if you are submitted to God and you resist the enemy, he's going to flee from before you. So there's no ifs, ands, buts, there's no howevers. It's a fact that God will deliver you from temptation. And that Greek word, which is translated evil, means those things that are hurtful, evil in effect or influence. They mean calamity or something that's derelict, vision, guilt, the devil, bad, evil or grievous, harmful, lewd, malicious, or wickedness. All this God promises that he will deliver us from. Our chief secret of answered prayer is perseverance. He says men ought always to pray and not lose heart. And of course, we must have, as Solomon evidenced, humility in prayer. And then we must get the promises of God that cover our needs, whatever they are, for the needs of others, and pray His Word. Accept the answers as already being God's will because they're in His Word. The centurion said to Jesus, "Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." He understood authority, and he understood that Jesus, who was a man of authority, if he spoke, he didn't have to physically go and raise up his ill servant, but that if he spoke the word, that servant would be healed. And Jesus marveled. He said, "I have not found so great a faith in all of Israel." He believed that Jesus' word was sufficient to get action and answered prayer. And that, of course, exactly was the case. Well, that's just a very brief going over of the very basics of what Jesus said should be in our prayer, the elements of it. And he shared with us, basically through the written word of God, what he actually spoke to his disciples. But there are some passages of scripture I'd like to share with you. One is found in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 6. "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek them." And then in Mark, the 11th chapter, verses 22 to 24. "These are the words of Jesus. Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you that whatsoever ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire when you pray, believe ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Father, I'm going to close this broadcast in prayer because we believe you want to show us how to pray, that you want us to see our prayers answered, that you've given us the faith to believe the veracity of your word. Father, we claim all this in Jesus' name for your glory, and we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, these were some very simple basics about how to get answered prayer, and they come from the source of truth, Jesus Christ himself. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,